Welcome everybody. Share number 1557. We're learning today. Little Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabban Zisel. Little Nishmas Blima Bas Ramoshe Lerfur Shleim Elisheva Bas Yehudis Reisel. Okay, getting back to the halachas of Muksa. All right, so we basically went through the introduction in the Mishnah Berurah, and we want to start to now the following the Seder of the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Ches. All the way in the beginning, it's still actually in his introduction. Now he goes on to explain the categories, at least give the categories and give a little explanation into, you know, what categories exist in the halachas of Muksa. Just like this, at least we know what's out there, obviously, before we get into all the nitty-gritty, as they say, and the examples, and so on. Okay, so the first one he says, V'da, it's just reading from the introduction, again, the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Ches, V'da, D'mikan, Atsuif, Simen Shin Yud Beis, from Simen Shin Ches, till the end of Simen Shin Yud Beis, Nisbar, Arba Chalakim Shal Moksa. Those simanim, again, Shin Ches, till the end of Shin Yud Beis, explain the four parts of Muksa. Okay, so first of all, he says, and then there are subcategories also, which we'll see. In other words, you have the four main categories and then the subcategories. We'll break it all down. He says, number one, Chelek Echad, what's the first category of Muksa, the first part of Muksa? Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. There's something called, the category is called Muksa Machmas Chesaron Kis. What is that? So what category is that? What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Hainu Kli Sha'odah Makbid, it's a utensil or an item. I shouldn't say so much the word utensil. We use the word Kli a lot, but it doesn't only mean the word utensil per se. Sometimes we say the word utensil, the Kli, I mean, we think about like a bowl or something like that, but it means an item. The bottom line is it means a item, any item, but an item that what? Sha'odah Makbid, the love that a person is particular about it, Shalay Yufkaim Falay is Kalkel. That it shouldn't get damaged and nothing should happen to it. In other words, sometimes a person has an item, and if it's going to start to get moved around, right, pushed around, moved around, carried from here to there. You know, sometimes a person goes to during the week. Let's say a child sometimes is touching something. You know, the adult might yell out, oh, "Don't touch that! You'll break it! Don't touch it! You'll break it!" They're very nervous. It shouldn't get broken. Okay, but a child is a different thing. But even an adult, if we let you move this thing around, not we, but the person itself who owns this item, if they're going to let you move this thing around from here to there, whatever the case might be, it's just if we're afraid it'll get damaged, it'll get broken, it could fall. And it's something whereby a person is extremely particular, is particular about, that it shouldn't get broken, and they're very worried about, and they try and keep it in a safe place, and so on. Okay, again, we'll see all the details and examples as we go down the line. But that is the first chelek, the first category of muksa, which we call again muksa machmas chasarin kis. Okay, so that's one. Next we have one, something called muksa machmas gufay. Muksa machmas gufay. The thing itself is muksa. What is that all about? What is muksa machmas gufay? That's another chelek. It's another portion of muksa. This tells us the Mishnah Berurah, davisha ain't a kli. This is something that's not considered a kli. It's not some sort of a usable utensil, right? V'loy maichel odom. It's not food. It's not the food that people eat. V'loy maichel behema. And it's something that it's not something that animals don't eat. For example, let's say a rock. You take a regular rock, right? It's not a kli. It's not a utensil. It's just a rock, right? It's not food. People don't eat it. Animals don't eat it. So he says, kigoyin avonim, right? Avonim bekonim umoes, and money. Also, you have sometimes reeds. You have money. Which again is something that it's muksa machmas gufay in itself. Eitzim, for curries, you have beams also. Sometimes people have beams, from a house. They're building a house. You have the beams over here. You have the wood over there. Just giving various different examples. For offer, v'chol, right? You have sand, dirt, these type of things. And you have umes and a dead body, a balichayim. Ugregrois, So that's a different thing. Also, we don't so much have this today. They used to put things up on top of the roof to dry out. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. We'll see when we get to that bridge. We'll cross it, as I say. So these are just various different examples. Just going through some various quick examples which fall under the guidelines, under the category of machmas gufay. Just a real quick thing, he brings in the dirshu that even though by money, let's say, money, you might say, well, it's really a kli. People use it to buy. I need my money to buy this. So that, maybe you'll say it's like a utensil. So he brings down, from Rav Nissen Karelitz, he brings in the dirshu, brings down an ice, number two, shemikol makam ein heim nechshav is kekli. It's not considered a kli, even though people use it for money, shemalach de le'isr. You might say, well, maybe we'll call it a kli, shemalach de le'isr. Which we'll see, that's another category, but over here we say, no, it's machmas gufay, lefisha ein hashimish nase begufa. In other words, you don't use the thing itself. Money is not used itself. You use it to buy things, to be, right? Something costs $10. I get the item and I take it, but here's the $10. I use it to buy different things, but it's a money itself is not really used. It's not a kli in itself. It's not a utensil in itself. Like a chair, he brings down the kakisa, right? Like a chair, a table. Those things are used themselves. So that's an interesting point, because really you could think, what do you mean? It's really, it's a kli. I need the money. I use it to buy. So we'll put it into the category of utensils that are in themselves, like a radio or something, or a machine that's kli shemalach de le'isr, that's used for something that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, which we'll talk about that. But the money, no, since it's just there, we just give it to somebody else to get the item. Therefore, the money itself is machmas gufay, is sort of like a rock, stone, or like a beam, a piece of wood, or whatever the case might be. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.